When Vermont Health Connect launched 2 years ago, it encountered numerous technical, security, and operational problems. The state eventually fired its original IT provider, CGI, and hired Optum to revamp the system. As of June, the exchange had a backlog of more than 10,000 people trying to make changes in their coverage. Commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access, Stephen Costantino, says they are on track to clear the backlog, and he is cautiously optimistic the exchange will meet its next deadline.
When you're doing this kind of transformation, there's possibilities of glitches and tweaks and issues that happen. It's almost like you get updates to your phones and your computers, and when you do that update, sometimes there's something that happens even though the update was supposed to fix something, and then another update occurs to fix the fix. In a way, it's like that, but it's almost like on steroids because it's such a big project. We're cautiously optimistic. We're meeting our milestones, but we also know the reality of this type of transformation and what can happen.
Critics of Vermont's exchange remain unconvinced there will be smooth sailing in the near future. Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom President Darcy Johnston says it will depend on consumer interaction.
We haven't seen any live demo, any examples of how the system has been improved, so it's a big unknown. They claim it will be. They claim lots of things. I think the reality is that the expectation for what was originally this website with bells and whistles is far off from what it originally was, and so it depends what your definition of smooth and success is, because we certainly missed that mark a long time ago.
Reached Wednesday, House Minority and Republican Caucus Leader Don Turner was en route to New Hampshire to learn more about its use of the federal exchange. He would be pleasantly surprised if the Vermont exchange meets upcoming deadlines.
These people have mismanaged this since day one under the Shumlin administration, and I can't believe that with all the problems that they had that we're going to fully meet the goals that were laid out. So I will be pleasantly surprised if that is true, but I have a hard time believing that at this point.
Meanwhile, the Federal Government Accountability Office last week issued a report on state health insurance marketplaces. It gave Vermont the highest grades in three of four categories among states' operating exchanges. Turner doubts any state has adequately managed an exchange.
I have been an advocate to move to the federal exchange, which, you know, we have seen is far less expensive than the state-run exchanges. I'm very concerned, you know, moving forward that Vermont can sustain the cost of this exchange. And, you know, are we going to be able to provide to Vermonters the best product for a reasonable price if it costs so much to run these exchanges? None of these state exchanges have been very good. And because we're maybe one of the top, doesn't mean that it's great for Vermonters moving forward.
Commissioner Costantino notes that the GAO report points out that all states had challenges with the exchanges, but Vermont took into account the lessons learned.
The goal is to get our individuals enrolled in a health plan and a customer service kind of environment. And when there are tweaks or something in the system isn't working, you still are working hard to make sure that integration takes place.
Health exchange staff will continue to test the system prior to the October 1st deadline. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.